Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, that dude named Jeremy Kahn. College football rankings came out last night. I thought it was interesting that with everything that's going on in Ole Miss, they climbed up a spot. They're now number six in the poll, almost like the college football committee, selection committee is saying, we're going to make sure they get in there. Texas A&M, after losing to Texas, they fall four spots to number seven. And on the outside, looking in, still teams like Miami and Texas and Vanderbilt. Well, I should say Texas, Vanderbilt, and Utah on the outside looking in. Good thoughts on this, Jeremy?
Yeah, so I kind of wonder what happens if, let's say, Duke beats Virginia. I don't think, are they putting Duke in, or would they go with a Miami team that looks better? I mean, will they sit here and say, hey, you don't get yourself an automatic bid when it looks that bad? I don't know what the committee's going to do. What happens with Notre Dame? Because it's been a good season, but do they have signature wins? The best teams they face, they've lost.
They're going to get them in there. They're going to find a way to get them in there.
Alabama. What if Alabama loses the SEC championship? Does that knock them out?
I think so.
Because it's three losses. But why do you get penalized for playing one more game than everybody else and playing against, you know, like.
And what does this actual ranking mean right now? Because they're not announcing this till Sunday anyway, the official playoffs, correct?
Well, this is where they're, this is now, the official ranking. But it's going to change.
But it changes because it's based on the conference championships, no?
Mm-hmm.
This weekend?
Well, it has something to do with it, yeah.
Right.
But you still, I mean, I think it matters because the teams know where they stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know what they have to do.
They say here, like they have Indiana and Ohio State having byes. One of them's going to lose this weekend.
And it's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter.
Both undefeated. Yeah. Yep. That's why I'm saying. I was saying something else about who does the game mean more to right now? Does it mean more to Indiana to go undefeated and go into the playoffs and keep rolling? Does Ohio State.
Like, Ohio State go undefeated last year?
No, they lost to Michigan. The other thing that could really throw a wrench in this is if Texas Tech loses to BYU, then BYU gets in, and Texas Tech still gets in my opinion, and then somebody else is going to miss out at the bottom of that list. And Tulane's another one. If Tulane wins against North Texas, you'd have to think that they're getting that at-large bid with the season they've had. So there's a lot of things that can change. But it does suck for some of the teams that made it to a championship game, and now all of a sudden that loss can knock you out of where you are. Yeah. Like, people could say, too, like a win could move you up, but Alabama right now would be in the playoff. If they lose this game, they're probably not in the playoff.
I think when you look at these college football standings right now, it's obvious that even they're looking at who you're willing to play. Alabama with two losses being as high as they are, people are going to say it's an Alabama bias. No, it's not. Look at who they lost to. Look at who they won. You got to give them credit for that.
They had one crappy loss at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, against Florida State. Other than that, you know, I mean, they played Georgia when they were number five, beat them. Played Vandy when they were number 16. They're still hovering around, beat them. Played Missouri when they were number 14, beat them. Tennessee, number 11, beat them.
And they lost to
number 11 Oklahoma.
Yeah, number 8 in the bracket right now.
Right.
You know, so it's not like there's terrible losses there. And that's the other thing that people want to point out with Texas, though. They have a terrible loss to Florida. They lost to the best team in the country. Mm-hmm. And they got another loss, but they have some signature wins.
If I'm not mistaken, they gave that best team in the country the best game of the season.
Yeah. Now that you go back and look at it.
Yeah. I mean,
is there any chance that they would look at a 3-loss Texas team if things go their way and say, hey, we'd rather have them in.
Jeremy, Ohio State scored 14 points in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah. It was a 14-7 game.
And Archie Manning looked like trash.
Like,
yeah.
Trash is insulted right now. He's turned it around. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I like him, man. I know a lot of people are going to be dogging him, crapping on him because of his last name. I like the kid. I do. I'm pulling for him. Stop hating greatness. The Manning family name is greatness and synonymous with football. Why would you not want that kid to be successful?
I agree with that, but you also have to stop putting guys in that greatness category that haven't shown us they can do it.
Well, I think we all did that because of what he brought to the table before he played, but I think everybody's pumped the brakes on it. I don't think they're still pushing that narrative. Now you let him grow up.
If you remember the first weekend when they played Ohio State, the problem was every commercial break you saw him pushing those shorts or whatever, and now he's pushing this watch and, hey, get this, and he's got all these NIL deals, mm-hmm. and people are seeing it. It's like, man, they're hyping this guy up. He's got all these endorsements, and he sucks. Did you see how he performed against the best team in the country the first week of the season on the road? Yeah, see what I did there? It wasn't an easy game.
So this is what I would say to that, to people. Grow up. Football hyping him and advertisement companies hitching their wagons to him are two completely different things.
Absolutely.
His name is Manning. If you owned a company and you could hitch your wagon to him, you would too. That's not hype. That is business. There's a difference. You know, I would put my business name on a Manning if I could. It's one of the hottest names in football.
Like you mean Ole Miss did on their training center?
Absolutely.
The Manning Center.
Yeah. That's not hype. That's business.
It's business. I mean, you can't fault people when they get offers like that. Like Baker Mayfield, when he was on every other commercial on television.
The Progressive commercials.
He did every, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
or it was cereal. State Farm.
Yeah, it was State Farm.
I thought he did Progressive too. Remember, he was standing in the stadium.
That was
State Farm?
I thought it was
State
Farm. I don't remember
Farm.
Which company.
No, it was Progressive. Yeah.
But either way, I mean, he was getting all kinds of commercials. So it's like you can't hate on these people.
I just looked it up. It was Allstate. It wasn't.
The Little Giants? You played the Little Giants?
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Like, we get jealous of people because they get paid to do what they do very well. And it's that, oh, well, I go to work every day. Nobody's paying me that. You know what? No one's paying $1 billion to watch you work.
Right.
That's not when TV companies, mm-hmm. networks, when they sign up for billions of dollars and they bid to see who's going to pay the most to watch you work,
yeah.
then you can have those expectations. Until then, like people say, well, teachers should make that much money. No one's watching teachers work.
People are watching us work now. We get more money.
Well, what are you going to talk about?
No, they'll make money off of that.
What are we going to talk about?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.